Under the resolution passed Wednesday by the House, all members of that legislative body and their employees are required to undergo sexual harassment training each congressional term. In addition, congressional offices will be required to post a statement of employee rights under the 1995 Congressional Accountability Act. Western New York Congressman Tom Reed is among the strong supporters and says his office has already been requiring training since he began his role in Washington.
And as you know, I've been involved with the issue of sexual assault, the No More campaign, and made this a priority issue given the personal circumstances that have affected our family.
Back in March 2014, during the sexual assault awareness campaign known as No More Week, Reed revealed on the House floor that within that past year, his 18-year-old niece had been raped.
And we saw that event impact a young life, our family, in a way that I cannot express, Mr. Speaker.
On Wednesday, members of the House reported witnessing inappropriate conduct, and some recalled being victimized. New Hampshire Democrat Ann McLean Custer recalled being victimized 40 years ago when she was a 23-year-old staffer.
Neither I nor anyone in my office had received any type of sexual harassment training. I had no place to turn. I had no one to tell, and I could do nothing about it. But today is a historic day. This is a watershed moment. Times have changed.
Before the vote, House Speaker Paul Ryan said they take sexual harassment seriously but need to have a comprehensive review of all things so they can have a comprehensive response. Capitol Hill has seen its own share of sexual misconduct scandals, with Congressman John Conyers and Senator Al Franken under fire for past behavior. The Senate passed a similar resolution to require training earlier in November. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.